Hey people, do you want to polish your watch like a professional? Well, today's episode is being sponsored by Cape Cod Polishing Cloth, the only cloth that cleans, polishes, and protects. To order your Cape Cod Polishing Cloth kit today, go to www.capecodpolish.com. In the kit, you get 12 metal polishing cloths, a buffing cloth, and a pair of reusable gloves. I wouldn't use anything else, and it's the best $20 you'll ever spend. When you go to checkout, enter promo code WATCH and receive free shipping for a limited time anywhere in the U.S. Okay, on with the show. On today's episode, I want to talk to you about how the Tudor Black Bay 36 is the perfect unisex watch. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. What's going on there, watch fans? It's Amit Dave Honda, and happy holidays. We're getting down to the wire. Today is December 7th, 2016. We're merely 18 days away from the big day. I will be traveling overseas to see my family and friends and nieces and nephews and have a really, really cool Christmas. I hope you guys are going to be safe. I hope you eat well. I hope you're merry, drink a lot. But do it safely, people. On today's episode, I want to talk to you about how the Tudor Black Bay 36 is the perfect unisex watch. I just bought this watch as a gift for somebody in my family. They have no idea that they're getting it. I'm obsessed with it. You know, if it wasn't so small for me, I would wear it every day. To me, the Black Bay 36 is, you know, the perfect combination between paying homage to a vintage watch like the Rolex Explorer 1 and a modern-day sort of tool watch. And it's extremely clean. Unlike the Black Bay, you know, regular Black Bay models, like the Black Bay Black or Red or Blue or any of the other Black Bay sort of models, this does not have a rotating bezel. It has a, you know, very much a domed, polished bezel. And it looks very much, you know, like from a distance, it looks very much like a Rolex Explorer 1, or it looks like, you know, a Datejust or an Air King. But 36 millimeters is really the perfect size today for a woman. You know, this is very modern. It's very clean. The lines are just fantastic on this watch. Looking at it, it's breathtaking. I mean, it's simple. It's understated. It's got a jet black dial with, you know, luminous indices. You've got, you know, the upside down triangle at the 12 o'clock. Then you've got two indices for the one and the two. You've got a horizontal indice at the three, then four, five are, you know, round indices. Then you've got a vertical indice at the six, seven, eight are round indices. Horizontal indice at the nine, 10 and 11 are the round. But, you know, instead of being piped with like a rose gold plating, I think they're piped in steel or white gold plated or whatever they may be, and so are the hands, which give it a very modern day look. It's got the iconic snowflake hands. It's pretty water resistant as well. I think it's water resistant to 100 meters. It may be water resistant to more, but what I like too is you get this really, really beautiful hand-woven nylon, you know, army strap, army camouflage strap. And it's got the most incredible hardware on it. You know, it's Tudor really pays attention to detail, and I think that's what makes it such a phenomenal value. It's $2,850 on a stainless steel bracelet. The bracelet is the same Oyster bracelet that you get on any of the other Black Bay models. You know, it's got the ceramic ball bearings where it closes. It's really a piece of engineering art. It's got a beautiful clasp. It shuts really nicely. It feels like you're shutting like a German car door. It's bulletproof. It's a tank, and it's iconic. And the most beautiful part is it has no date. It's very symmetrical, which I've, you know, talked about many times. The tube of the watch, the crown tube, is made out of, I believe it's an aluminum. But it's aluminum. But it's just a really cool, clean, modern day watch. Like, I don't even think Rolex makes a watch, except for the new Air King, which is, you know, more than double the price. And that's a 40 millimeter. If this was made in 40 millimeters, and I was looking at between this and the Air King, it would be almost impossible for me to decide. I mean, we've seen, and this doesn't have the in-house movement. It has the ETA 2824 movement that was made for Tudor. So basically, Tudor have highly modified this movement. It's a workhorse movement. I believe it has a 44-hour power reserve. It has a screw-down crown. Again, a polished bezel, polished on the top of the lugs, and then the side of the case. Just incredibly well-finished piece altogether. I can't think of a better watch. I believe it's $2,550 on a strap, and both versions come with this incredible army green camo hand-woven nylon strap with stainless steel hardware that's brushed, and the edges on top of the buckle are beveled. It's just really, really nice from top to bottom. I mean, I don't know any brand that can even come close, and that just shows you the power of the brand. You know, everybody, you know, it's like people who don't know Tudor have no idea. The people who've heard of Tudor think it's, you know, and they may not have worn it or tried it or, you know, taken the plunge. They still, you know, the average person has no idea. That's another thing I love about Tudor. It flies under the radar. It's and I've said this a couple of times, it's really the anti-Rolex, but it's made by Rolex. You know, everyone knows what a Rolex is. And this, of course, pays homage and respect to their brothers, but they stand on their own. And they're not afraid to take risks, and they're not afraid to do things differently. And, you know, I have two Tudors, and, you know, I'm buying this as a gift. Other members of my family has Rolex. I love staying within the Rolex family. They are bulletproof. And they're really, you know, this particular piece, like I said earlier, can be worn by man or woman. It also pays homage to sort of the vintage pieces, you know, that, you know, men may like. Some men love 36 millimeter. Some guys like 34 millimeter. This is like the perfect size for a guy with a small wrist who doesn't feel like they can take that plunge to 40 millimeter, and wants a smaller, refined watch. A woman, this looks incredible on a woman. It looks, you know, I remember when 26 millimeter was the average for a woman. Now this is 36 millimeter. So you can see, you know, in a matter of 5-6 years, it's gone up by 10 millimeters. The average size of a watch that a woman is wearing is 36 millimeter. I can definitely help you order this watch. You can email me at amitdevehonda@gmail.com. Please visit my website at www.amitdevehonda.com. You can check me out on my Instagram and Twitter. My handles for both are at @AmitDevHonda. My Facebook watch page is a great place to get informed. I will include the link actually below to my newsletter. Sign up once and you're done. It's www.amitdevehonda.com/sign-up. And until we meet again, rock on and fly back.